I rise today in support of H.R. 6233, which provides disaster aid to livestock and other producers. I'm sure all of my colleagues are keenly aware of what's happening across this great country. A drought of epic proportions is gripping a large majority of the nation, and with it, it is endangering vast areas of agriculturally productive land. The map behind me illustrates just how widespread and how bad this drought really is. Just yesterday in my home state of Oklahoma, we had temperatures topping out at 115 degrees. Vast areas of productive pasture land are burned up, and our ranchers are in dire need. But also, let's be very clear why we are here on the floor today. In 2008, Congress passed a farm bill that did not provide a final year of disaster assistance. I have heard people call this extending disaster assistance by a year. No. What we are doing is fixing a problem. We are backfilling a hole or fixing a deficiency. And I'm not here to point fingers. I was elected to fix problems. We have a drought. We don't have a disaster program, and I'm here to provide a solution. Now, in past years, we might just wave our hand and declare this emergency spending. But we tend not to do that anymore, thank goodness. So this bill pays for itself, and not only does it pay for itself, it gives more than $250 million to deficit reduction. To me, that sounds like fixing a problem. Amazingly, that's not the end of the story. Some people do not like how we paid for the bill. Now, quite frankly, I don't either. I was the subcommittee chairman for conservation programs in 2002 when we gave an extra $17 billion to conservation programs. I'm a proponent of voluntary incentive-based conservation programs. But let me give you a little history on EQIP funding. 10 years ago, in fiscal year 2002, we authorized $200 million in EQIP fund spending. In fiscal year 2009, we authorized $1.34 billion. And for fiscal year 2013, we authorized $1.75 billion. Yes, we are cutting real dollars. $350 million will not go to our farmers and ranchers to help comply with the enormous regulations facing them. But at the end of the day, this will still be the largest amount of money ever spent on the EQIP program, seven times what we spent in 2002. The other offset is the CSP program, which was vastly, I might note for the record, improved in 2008. For those of you here in 2008 who voted for the Farm Bill, the CSP program in the House bill had $0. Yes, $0 when it left the House. In the just-passed Ag Committee Farm Bill, we limit CSP to 9 million acres. I greatly respect the conservation community, but to hear them say we are destroying conservation programs could not be farther from the truth. You'll also hear people complain that this isn't the full Farm Bill. My priority remains to get a 5-year Farm Bill on the books and to put those policies into place. But the most pressing business before us today is to provide disaster assistance to those producers impacted by drought conditions who are currently exposed. It is as simple as that. There is a problem out there. Let's fix it. Now, let me address the Farm Bill that my colleagues seem to either love or hate, or love to hate or hate to love. The bill is not perfect. No legislation is. Now, we can spend our time trying to chip at the federal deficit $1 million at a time, coming down to the floor on every appropriations bill. Or we can spend our time writing opinion pieces for the Wall Street Journal. Or we can do something about it. The Farm Bill that passed out of my committee, the Agriculture Committee, saves $35 billion. Now let me repeat that, $35 billion. Tell me another piece of legislation that has bipartisan support and a chance to pass the United States Senate that saves that much money. Now, my friends on my side of the aisle will say we don't cut enough, while my friends on the other side of the aisle will say we cut too much. This is the perfect case of letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. I believe in the legislative process. I believe in letting the House work its will. We did it in the House Agriculture Committee, and we can do it here too. Mr. Speaker, let me say again, I am committed to giving certainty to our farmers. I plan to work towards the goal that we get back in September. But we are here today, to fix a problem. Let's do it without partisan bickering. There's a disaster happening out there. Let's give the tools to our ranchers who are the most exposed. The bill is paid for. Let's do what the American people sent us here to do. That's fix problems. I urge my colleagues, join me in voting for H.R. 6233. I reserve the balance of my time.
The gentleman reserves his time. The gentleman from Minnesota.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield myself such time as I may consume.
The gentleman is recognized.
Today is the last session before the August recess, and once again, the House will adjourn without finishing its work. You know, and it's no wonder that nobody likes Congress anymore. Members will now have to explain to their constituents why the House did not even try to consider a new five-year farm bill. Frankly, we're in this position because the House leadership has refused to bring the five-year farm bill to the floor. Working in a bipartisan tradition on the Agriculture Committee, Chairman Lucas and I have crafted a new five-year farm bill, making many important and needed reforms, and I appreciate the efforts of the chairman in trying to enact a long-term policy, and I know that if he had his way, as he just said, we would have already passed a farm bill. The chairman and I were ready to mark up our bill at the end of June, but the Republican leadership stepped in and said that they wanted us to consider the Ag Appropriations bill. So we held off for a couple of weeks, and then they didn't even bring the Ag Appropriations bill to the floor. The committee completed their work then on July 11th, passing a new bill, five-year bill, 35-11, on a bipartisan vote. But rather than bring this bill to the floor, the House instead focused on messaging bills that are going nowhere. Now, I understand that I've even voted for some of these bills. But you would think that after delaying us for 2 weeks, the leadership found 2 days on the House calendar to consider the committee's farm bill before the August recess. Instead of bringing up the five-year farm bill, the Republican leadership last week put forth a one-year farm bill extension, hoping to delay action until the next Congress, with hopes that for some people that they're going to dismantle the farm and food safety nets. Fortunately, under intense opposition from those in agriculture and others, the leadership had to pull the bill. So this brings us to today's consideration of H.R. 6233. This measure will provide some assistance to a few livestock producers affected by drought conditions across the country. Providing assistance to livestock producers, primarily cattle and sheep, is necessary and important. But this is not a comprehensive disaster package. Dairy and specialty crop producers are going to be left hurting, and there's no assistance for pork and poultry producers. The Ag Committee's Farm Bill not only includes the livestock provision we're considering today, it also strengthens the farm safety net with a wide-ranging list of commodities. A five-year farm bill will do a better job of providing certainty for American agriculture and assistance during this period of drought. Additionally, I have concerns about the conservation cuts that are used to pay for this assistance. I don't think cutting conservation programs to offset the cost of disaster is the right approach. If there was more time, maybe we could find a better way to do this. But in the rush of putting this bill together, it didn't give us the necessary time to explore all of the options. This is yet another reason that I think bringing up a five-year bill makes more sense. It's just mystifying to me why House leaders can't take yes for an answer. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard from the other side complaints about the Senate not being able to get our bills passed. You know, we passed a lot of bills, most of which I supported, that are over in the Senate. They never took them up. But now, the Senate has passed a bill. And this may be the only time that we'll ever be able to get a farm bill through the Senate. You know, and they passed it on a bipartisan basis. We passed it on a bipartisan basis. And now, the leadership doesn't want to bring it up. I don't understand it. The farm economy is the one part of the economy that's actually working, doing well. It's been solid for the last few years. This is due in part, I believe, to the strong farm bill that we passed in 08. And weathering a natural disaster without the certainty of a five-year bill could jeopardize one of the bright spots we have in this economy. So with all that said, I do recognize the effects the drought is having on our farmers, and I will vote in favor of H.R. 6233. However, this bill is a sad substitute for what is really needed, a long-term farm policy. So I'll continue to urge my colleagues to bring up the House Agriculture five-year farm bill and to ensure that all producers will have necessary assistance during these times of disaster. And I reserve the balance of my time.